Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Shift with CJ podcast. Today, I want to dive into a fascinating and important topic, nutritional therapy for alcoholism. I recently learned some surprising things about how certain foods and nutrients can play a key role in recovery. So let's jump right in and explore how nutrition can support overcoming alcoholism. Today, we understand much more about how alcohol affects the brain and our neurotransmitters, which are the chemicals that determine our moods and outlook. It turns out that vitamin B6 can indeed support recovery from alcoholism, but it's not the only nutrient that can help. Recently, a number of therapists have looked at nutritional therapy for alcoholism. For example, Julia Ross, the author of The Craving Cure, has found that a high-protein, high-fat diet, often combined with vitamin or amino acid supplements, has a success rate of 70% to 80% compared to about 20% for a conventional therapy alone. This is a significant improvement and worth considering. But there's more to it than just a high-protein, high-fat diet. The principles of the Wise Traditions diet include unique foods that help balance various neurotransmitters and feel-good chemicals naturally. Let's break down some of these key components. New research indicates that alcohol affects the levels of many hormones and neurotransmitters in the body and brain. Key among these are dopamine and cortisol, which are important stress-reducing and feel-good chemicals. While alcohol can temporarily boost these neurotransmitters, it often creates imbalances that depress our ability to produce them naturally. Fat-soluble vitamins play a crucial role in the production and regulation of dopamine and cortisol. The three key nutrients here are the fatty acid, arachidonic acid, and vitamins A and D. Our body makes endocannabinoids, which are feel-good calming chemicals similar to those in marijuana, out of arachidonic acid and omega-6 fatty acid found in animal fats, liver, and egg yolks. Vitamins A and D help regulate this process. From the endocannabinoids, the body makes dopamine and cortisol with the help of vitamin A. In a well-nourished individual, this regulation helps relieve anxiety, lift the mood, and support motivation. This is the kind of balanced, goal-oriented behavior that reduces the need for stimulants and drugs. Another key neurotransmitter affected by alcohol is serotonin. Low serotonin levels can lead to conditions like anxiety, depression, impulsive behavior, irritability, low self-esteem, sleep problems, and post-traumatic stress disorder. The production of serotonin requires the amino acid tryptophan, vitamin D, iron, magnesium, calcium, vitamin C, and B vitamins. While alcohol can temporarily raise serotonin levels, it depletes the nutrients needed to produce serotonin naturally. Trauma can also affect natural serotonin levels. Studies have shown that participants who experienced childhood abuse had lower brain serotonin activity than those who were not abused. Other traumatic experiences, such as war or losing a job or loved one, can similarly disrupt serotonin production. Let's look at the components of the Wise Traditions diet and see how they can help someone realize they don't need alcohol to feel good. And first up, egg yolks. Egg yolks are the best source of cholesterol in the human diet. All adrenal hormones are made with cholesterol with the help of vitamin A. Egg yolks are also a great source of vitamins D, K2, B6, and B12, along with iron, sulfur, and arachidonic acid. These nutrients are crucial for producing endocannabinoids. Next, we have bone broth. Alcohol can increase dopamine levels, sometimes called the body's natural cocaine, but this can cause a serious imbalance. Gelatin-rich bone broth provides a natural way to regulate dopamine, bringing it up to a healthy level while preventing it from becoming too high. Bone broth also provides glutamic acid, which the body uses to produce GABA, a calming amino acid. A mug of genuine bone broth morning and evening can serve as a recovering person's best friend, providing key nutrients for neurotransmitters and calming feel-good chemicals. However, beware of substitutes like broth made from bouillon cubes or processed foods with MSG. These work very differently in the body compared to the natural glutamic acid in real broth. Another surprising source of GABA is putrescine, an amino acid found in fermented meat and fish products popular in Asia, and stinky cheeses popular in Europe. Fermented cod liver oil also contains small amounts of putrescine. Raw animal foods are another important component. Traditional cultures often consumed some animal foods raw, which is rare in modern cultures, especially in America. Raw animal foods provide the best source of vitamin B6 necessary for forming neurotransmitters affected by alcohol consumption. Vitamin B6 is rapidly destroyed by heat but remains intact in raw meat dishes like steak, tartare, or carpaccio, and raw dairy products like raw milk, kefir, yogurt, and cheese. These foods also provide calcium, critical for forming serotonin and dopamine. Then there's liver, the most nutrient-dense food in the human diet. Liver helps us deal with stress, produce important neurotransmitters, and nourish every system in the body. Poultry liver is particularly good because of its balance of vitamins A, D, and K2. Eating liver as pate or liverwurst several times per week is ideal. For those who can't learn to like liver, desiccated liver capsules or frozen liver pieces swallowed like pills are good substitutes. Animal fats are crucial too. While some recommend high-fat diets for recovering alcoholics, they often shy away from advocating animal fats, suggesting olive oil and coconut oil instead. However, only animal fats provide arachidonic acid and fat-soluble vitamins A, D, and K2. These nutrients are essential for producing endocannabinoids, the calming, feel-good neurotransmitters. Eating plenty of animal fats helps get rid of cravings for refined carbs and avoids the blood sugar roller coaster that often leads to cravings for alcohol. Unrefined salt is another key element. The adrenal glands require salt, especially in times of stress. Chlorine from salt is needed for protein digestion and neurotransmitter production, including GABA. Unrefined salt also contains a wealth of trace minerals essential for maintaining optimal health and freedom from cravings. Fermented foods like sauerkraut supply beneficial bacteria to the digestive tract, which produce many of the same feel-good chemicals that originate in the brain. Fermented foods are also a great source of vitamin C, which supports the adrenal glands in times of stress and helps produce serotonin. There are also homeopathic and herbal remedies that can help resist alcohol and even develop an aversion to it. Finding the right remedies might take some trial and error, but the effort can pay off with significant benefits. For example, kudzu, an Asian root, is being studied for its potential to reduce alcohol consumption. St. John's wort can help alleviate depression, which often accompanies alcoholism. Milk thistle supports liver health. And passion flower can help with withdrawal symptoms. Even allopathic medicine has a role. Going off alcohol cold turkey can provoke serious reactions like seizures. Anti-seizure medications are available to lessen the danger. It's essential to consult a medical professional before attempting to withdraw from alcohol, as it can be life-threatening. It's also important to remember that there is an emotional and spiritual component to alcoholism. Recovery involves a holistic approach that includes diet, lifestyle changes, and sometimes therapy. The wise traditions, dietary recommendations can be of immense help along the path to sobriety. So, what can someone drink instead of alcohol? Kombucha is a great option. It contains a small amount of alcohol, 0.5% or less, similar to fruit juices. Just make sure to choose kombucha with less than 5 grams of sugar per serving, or make your own to ensure it's sufficiently sour. Another great beverage is a vinegar drink made with raw apple cider vinegar, sparkling water, and a squeeze of lemon or lime. Let's recap the key points. Balancing neurotransmitters through a nutrient-dense diet can significantly aid in recovery from alcoholism. Key foods include egg yolks, bone broth, raw animal foods, liver, animal fats, unrefined salt, and fermented foods. These foods help regulate dopamine and serotonin levels, reduce cravings, and support overall mental and physical health. That's all for today's episode. If you're on the path to recovery or supporting someone who is, consider incorporating these nutritional strategies into your routine. Thanks for tuning in, and as always, stay healthy, stay curious, and keep exploring the world of biohacking.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.